Tropical Storm Tomas takes aim at Haiti. The CIA takes fault in a deadly 2001 missionary plane shooting in Peru. And a ministry begins planning for Christmas now. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Haiti's government is trying to evacuate the tent cities in advance of Tropical Storm Tomas. The strengthening storm system may make its presence felt in Haiti as early as Friday, and it's adding another challenge. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says,
with this cholera concern, it just compounds things even greater. This is typically a water-transferred disease, and drinkable water is in short supply, and now with the storm, it threatens to even spread the disease more.
Their facilities will likely become a place of refuge from the storm. The team's preparing a different response.
Pray that God would change the path of the storm, that either he would have it not pass over the country of Haiti the way it's currently tracking to do, or that he would have it not affect them so terribly as it might otherwise.
The crises have proven to be avenues for the gospel. See, it's the only thing that makes sense when there is no hope. We'll link you to ways that you can help, too. Next, 9 years after the Peruvian Air Force mistook a missionary flight for a drug runner, the Central Intelligence Agency took responsibility for its part in the shoot-down of a plane that killed a missionary, Veronica Bowers, and her infant daughter, Charity. An internal report released this week shows that agents tried to cover up their role in those deaths. 16 have been disciplined. Husband Jim Bowers, meanwhile, has rebuilt his life. He and his family are now actively involved in planting an Hispanic church in North Carolina. You're listening to Mission Network News. Any big trip takes planning ahead. Orphan Outreach wants you to start thinking now about taking a trip with them next year. Tiffany Taylor says the ministry hopes to take 50 trips with over 500 people to places like Guatemala, Russia, India, and many other places in 2011.
It is just vital to the mission of reaching out to orphans to have people go on short-term mission trips with us.
Staff at the orphanages get burnt out, and they need support that short-term missioners provide. But the most vital need is for the kids who need the humanitarian aid, the smiling faces, and the hopeful truth that Orphan Outreach brings.
They need to know that even though they don't have a physical mother or father, that there is a heavenly father that loves them dearly, that wants to hold them in his hand and be their best friend and walk alongside them. And that is the privilege and the honor of being on these trips, is being able to share that with children for the very first time.
Pray about joining in. There'll be details at the website. Elsewhere, Every Child Ministries has announced 4 training programs for next year. Lorella Rouster explains the sessions.
One is anti-slavery activism. And then the second topic is become a master trainer for children's ministries. The third is preventing and fighting child trafficking. And then the fourth topic is evangelizing devotees of African traditional religion.
The last 2 training sessions will be held in Africa. The 2 others will be done at ECM headquarters in Indiana. Almost anyone interested in spreading the gospel by means of any of these topics is welcome to come.
People can get more information and the details, and even can get an application by emailing me at Lorella, L-O-R-E-L-L-A, at ecmafrica.org.
You can find that on our website, as well as details of the other 2011 programs. And Christmas is coming. Many have already started their gift shopping, but there are those who don't have the opportunity to be with their family for the holidays. Crossroad Bible Institute has a Christmas send-a-card program where you can write a brief message to somebody in prison who needs the love of Christ. These cards can be a ray of hope to someone who maybe doesn't have anyone this Christmas. You can be a witness by sending a card. Find more information at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.